8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message. You've heard me speak about the Zoe life before. Let me give you a definition. In your Strong's Concordance, you'll find it the Zoe life. Number 2222, it means life referring to the principle of life in the spirit and soul. Now remember, when Adam failed to decree what God had told him or revealed to him, he lost that life and began to be governed by his own understanding. And when you're governed by your own understanding, you are susceptible to deception. Your adversary has been around a long time. You know, it's like a con man. How many people have been conned before? somebody raised both their hands back there. Well, nothing personal. But you know how you get conned is the con man plays upon your greed, or whatever it is he's after, and you got it. You know what I mean? That little something, get rich quick, you know, easy. You know what I mean? It's not principled. It's not based upon the principled Zoe life. It's your own understanding. Sounded good, and you want it. And so the con man got you. You ain't never heard from them again. Got your money. If it sounds too good, it is. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. But how did he get you? He preyed upon something that's inside you. And hopefully you learned from it. Amen. Hopefully you learned from it, because television is full of it. Radio's full of it. Advertisement full of it. They make it look real good. You don't have discernment, or if you're lusting or greedy for something, they can reel you on in. Third John. Let me finish this definition. Life referring to the principle of life in the spirit and the soul. It expresses, now, the Zoe life. This is the life that Adam forfeited, but that Jesus regained at Calvary when he released a frequency. That was the Zoe life that caused the veil that separated us from God and from God's counsel. It split the veil, opened it back up, made the way for us to come back to the Father's counsel. As when Jesus said, tarry here in Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high. Holy Spirit came to indwell. That's what God says. He doesn't dwell in temples made with hands. He's on the inside of us. When we lay down, he's there with us. When we walk out, he's there with us. Wherever we are, he's right there with us to counsel us. God, Jesus brought back the ability to prosper by the counsel of God. This is what we have to understand. It's not your job. Thank God for good jobs. Amen. It's not your education. Thank God for good education. Above all of that, it's the counsel of God. What happens is people get real educated and think that they got it or know it all. Not that you are, but people do. And they forget about the counsel of God. It's amazing what God will do sometimes. Like I showed you that little example. Sometimes you'll get into something and you'll think, wow, got it. My need. Well, no, it wasn't your need, it was your seed. And some have made it their greed because they won't relinquish it. But oftentimes it's your seed. There was a guy, this is just I think it's a made up story, but a guy told a story once. He said, a guy called his pastor and said, Pastor, I got a dilemma here. He said, what is it? He said, when I was making $50 a week, it was easy for me to pay $5 tithe. He said, when I advanced to $500, he said, it was easy, $50. He said, now that I'm making $5,000 a week, it's hard for me to pay $500. Pray for me that the Lord will bless me. And he said, okay, let me pray for you. He said, Lord, take him back to making $50 a week so that he can pay his tithe. He said, oh, wait. See, if your life, if you're not living and moving and having your life in him, when stuff increases, you can't go there. God's not in there. Because now I got $500 a week tithe. Hello? But if you're living and moving and having your being in him, it'd be $20,000 a week. It don't matter. God's getting his. Why? Because he's the one gave this, or he's the one got this to me. He got to keep getting it through me. Hello? You know, water, that's running water, is clear, is pure, fresh, some of the best water in the world. But water that runs and stops becomes, you know, in the South, a swamp. And in the swamp, all kind of stuff festers and grows. You can't drink that water. It'll make you sick. Why? Because it's not moving. See, some of our money that was our seed, you've interpreted to be your need, and it stopped moving, and it turned to greed, and now it's making your life sick. Say amen. I know it. Thank you, sis. I know this is good preaching right here. So good, nobody can hardly clap. But it's good for us. Amen. Because why? Our prosperity, our soul prospers as we live in God. I dare you to try him. I dare you to prove him. Not just once in a while. I dare you to prove him day after day after day. Trust God. Sometimes when you're trusting God, things get real lean. Because he's testing you. He's checking you out. See what your attitude will be. Will you still have an attitude of gratitude? Will it look like stuff got away from you? You gave it to God. Listen, you cannot outdo God giving. He set in motion a law. Sowing and reaping. He that soweth sparingly. That's why you reap sparingly. Because you're stingy. I'm just going to tell you like it is. Because you sow sparingly. You sow always with yourself in mind. You sow wanting to hold on to more than is necessary. There is that scatters and yet increases. There is that withholds more than is meet, but it tends to poverty. Why? Because it messes up your mind. It messes up the counsel that you're listening to. It messes up your focus. Now you start looking at what you got instead of who you serve. Listen, if God got that to you, don't you know there's more he has? He has a storehouse that won't ever run dry. God has an eternal supply. But it's a matter of prospering as your soul lives in God. I've experienced on a particular scale of giving away the last, trusting God in obedience to the prompting of the Spirit, and before leaving the room, receiving double back without asking. Now remember what I said about Solomon. Solomon only had to offer one bullock. Solomon was an extravagant giver. That's why he was the richest king ever. You can't have the one without the other. See, folk want God's blessing and prosperity without the other. You want to receive without giving. You want the blessing without acknowledging or living in the counsel of God. We don't need to give God what's left. We need to give God what's right. And it starts with a tithe. It starts with a tithe. And you cannot afford not to tithe. as everybody under the sound of my voice, you cannot afford not to tithe. The Zoe life, let me finish this definition. It expresses all the highest. I've taught this definition before. I love to teach it because it always rekindles in excitement. All of us want to be blessed, right? When I say blessed, the favor of God. When God brings things to you, it's the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. It's God that gives us all things richly to enjoy. Come on, you religious thinker, you. See, stop thinking religiously, like God wants to just limit you to be plain. You know, nothing against colors, just beige. I like beige. But, you know, just to blend in. No, there are times God wants to take you to extravagance. Now, understand what I mean. Extravagance in giving. Mary was one. Jesus had raised her brother from the dead after he had been dead 4 days. Now, that ought to prompt anybody to want to just, it's all over. I'm through with me, you know. All for him, none for me. She came up in that Pharisee's house with that alabaster box, which a spikenard, which was about a year's wage. Have you ever given anything that would cost you about a year's worth of your wage? Would you trust God like that? I mean, think about it. Would you trust the Lord like that? Or right away do you think, no, God wouldn't tell me? What if he did? Would you or could you trust him? Because the enemy will come against your mind. You miss God. Fear will grip your heart. You'll be mad at God. Why you let me get deceived like this? There's enough testimonies of people that move by faith in trusting God with a generous spirit. Let me tell you something. You cannot outdo the Lord. The Zoe life expresses all the highest and best Christ is and which he gives unto the saints. Zoe life, it expresses all the highest. We're talking about high frequencies now. The highest and best Christ is. Get off that low frequency. You can almost liken it to, if I could say it this way, a slow cooker, you know, where you can rise up on a Sunday morning and put all your stuff in there in the slow cooker and put it on something. And, you know, you can come back that evening and it still be cooking. That's a low frequency. Versus a microwave. You know, if you don't do your popcorn just right, sometimes you got to do it by ear. Because when you hear the pop slow down real slow, you need to get out of there because that microwave is on such a high frequency that if you don't get it out in seconds, it's going to burn it. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.